Thank you. Thank you very much. May the sound of children be your music. May your blessings be the ones you earn. May your days be filled with sun. May you deeply love someone. May that someone love you in return. And life, may you belong in loving peace. May you enjoy its blessing, joy. May it be yours to save our love. May it be yours forever. May your only sorrows be the small ones. May they leave you stronger when they go. May the love of friends be yours. May you live with open doors. May you feel the love within you grow. And life, may you belong in loving peace. May you enjoy its blessing, joy. May it be yours to save our love. May it be yours forever. And may your smallest moment be a full one. May your life be all that it can be. May you come to love yourself and hold that love above yourself and hold that love for all the world to see. And life, may it belong in loving peace. May you enjoy its blessing, joy. May it be yours to save our love. May it be yours forever. Oh, life, may it belong in loving peace. May you enjoy its blessing, joy. May it be yours to save our love. May it be yours forever. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's really nice to be with you here tonight. I've been looking forward to this, especially ever since I learned that Robin and Linda were going to be here tonight as well. I mean, I love Robin and Linda Williams. And the problem with getting around as much as I do is that I seldom stop long enough to get to listen to anybody. So it's really a pleasure. I think I enjoyed the first half of the concert more than you did, if that's possible. Now I have to go to work myself. And I'm going to do an old song for you that I hope you know. Help me sing. If you really, you know, sing it well enough, I'll just stop and let you take over. It's a long and dusty road, a hot and a heavy load. Folks I meet ain't always kind. Some are bad and some are good. Some have done the best they could. Some have tried to ease my trouble and mine. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. If I were Pete Seeger now, we'd stop and learn 14 different harmonies in that chorus and then divide the room into threes, which would be perfect here. Learn to sing it in Urdu and Swahili in a couple. But I am not Pete, and I have stopped trying to be. So you make up your own harmonies, but to lots of them, have some fun with it. Try it now. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. That's it. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I've been wandering through this land, doing the best I can, trying to find what I was meant to do. And the people that I see look as worried as can be, and it looks like they are wondering too. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Oh, I had a little girl one time. She had lips like sherry wine. Loved me till my head went plumb insane. But I was too blind to see she was drifting away from me. And my good gal went off on a morning train. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. And I had a buddy back home, but he started out to roam, and I hear he's out by Frisco Bay. And sometimes when I've had a few, his old voice comes ringing through, and I'm going out to see him some old day. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Now if you see me passing by, you sit and you wonder why. You wish that you were a rambler too. Nail your shoes to the kitchen floor, lace them up and bar the door. Thank your stars for the roof that's over you. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Thank you. Thank you. While stopping one innocent afternoon for paper and magazine, my attention was drawn to a riot of color, the loveliest I've ever seen. All in the shape of a plastic cube, red and yellow and blue. How lovely, I cried, what a clever design. Pray tell me, sir, what does it do? That's easy, he said as he handled my cash and he dropped the cube into a sack. Some of the colors you twist left to right, some you twist forward, some back. Before very long, if you're clever at this, you've got all the colors the same. And then if you like, you start over again, for it's fun and it's only a game. Only a game, only a game, I'm muttering under my breath. Only a game, like dying is only death. I talk to myself as I walk down the street, till old friends all cry, what a shame. For he used to say, hello, and how do you do? All he says now is only a game. That night after dinner, I settled myself, planning to watch some TV. Safe in the warmth of my favorite chair and the bosom of my family. Basking in fellowship, brimful of cheer, I bade my child turn on the tube. And as I was watching my favorite show, I carelessly picked up the cube. I twiddled it this way, I twiddled it that. Ha ha, I exclaimed, this is strange. No matter how often I twiddle this cube, the blasted thing don't seem to change. I felt myself growing the slightest bit warm as I twisted and whirled and spun. They tell me they found me there early next morn. I was screaming, by God, nearly done. For it's only a game,
Only a game, I'm muttering under my breath. Help me sing it now. Only a game, only a game. Like dying is only death. I talk to myself as I walk down the street, till old friends all cry, what a shame. For he used to say, hello, and how do you do? All he says now is only a game. Somehow I got dressed and they drove me to work, and I slowly came out of my haze. By a fierce act of will, I sat down to my tasks. There was talk I might soon earn a raise. The boss called me into his office at 10. He said to me, glad that you came. I am thinking of adding this toy to our line, for it's cute and it's only a game. Well, I don't know what happened. I don't want to know. I'll have all my life to repent. They say I did something with that little cube that the boss was obliged to resent. And now I get visitors here in my room, and they murmur, poor man, what a shame. For he's twiddling his ears and he's twisting his nose, and he tells us it's only a game. Only a game, only a game. I'm muttering under my breath. Only a game, only a game. Like dying is only death. I talk to myself as I walk down the street, till old friends all cry, what a shame. For he used to say, hello, and how do you do? All he says now is only a game.
Thank you. I don't think the monitors are working. The only reason I'm sane enough to have written that song is because I've resolutely refused to pick one of those blasted things up. Because that would be it, you know. Why is it that any kid of 14 or under can do it in 12 seconds, you know? But not you, my friend, and not I, ever. And the sooner we understand that, the safer we'll be. There's something weird going on, you know. It's just the same kids who do that are the ones who are playing 6 days later on the same quarter on the Space Invaders thing. Whereas I drop the quarter in, start the game, and then instantly destroyed by hostile forces from outer space before I can move a button. I don't understand. It's some sort of Day of the Triffids thing happening here. The kids are being taken over by alien forces. And well, I'm sure everybody enjoyed paying their taxes just as much as I did. That wonderful feeling of participation, of, you know, making democracy work. It leaves us all with that, you know, kind of a glow the day after, doesn't it? And I know that you seldom feel that the government has been in any way frivolous in the way they spend the money you send them, but it's my sad duty to report one really aberrant moment. Oh, the price of gold is rising out of sight, and the dollar is in sorry shape tonight. What the dollar used to get us now won't get ahead of. Let us know the economic forecast isn't bright. But amidst the clouds I spot a shining ray. I begin to glimpse a new and better way. I've devised a plan of action, worked it down to the last fraction, and I'm going into action here today. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will tell some power broker what you did for Iacocca would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am leaving for that great receiving line. And when they hand a million grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine. When my creditors come screaming for their dough, I'll be proud to tell them all where they can go. They won't have to scream and holler. They'll be paid to the last dollar, where the endless streams of money seem to flow. I'll be glad to tell them all what they must do. It's a matter of a simple form or two. It's not just remuneration, it's liberal education. Aren't you kind of glad that I'm in debt to you? And I'm changing my name to Chrysler. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will tell some power broker what you did for Iacocca would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am leaving for that great receiving line. And when they hand a million grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine. Since the first amphibian crawled out of the slime, we've been struggling in an unrelenting climb. We were hardly up and walking before money started talking, and it said that failure is an awful crime. It's been that way a millennium or two. Now it seems there is a different point of view. If you're a corporate titanic and your failure is gigantic, down in Congress there's a safety net for you. So I'm changing my name to Chrysler. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will tell some power broker what you did for Iacocca would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am leaving for that great receiving line. And when they hand a million grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine. Oh, when they hand a million grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine.
Thank you.
Did everybody enjoy Abscam as much as I did? That was kind of fun, wasn't it? It wasn't Watergate, I readily admit that, but let's not be greedy, you know. We can't rise to those sublime heights every time. We have to take our scandals as they come, and as an interim scandal, I thought Abscam measured up. But I began to wonder what it must have felt like to be one of the scammies, you know. How would you feel, you know, if you'd been coasting along there, taking the bread and everything, and you come down for breakfast some morning, and you open the Daily Blatt, and there you are. They got a photograph of you taking the money. It's all in living color, Dolby sound. I mean, airtight. You've been had. You'd have to feel a little bitter about that, wouldn't you? I began to wonder how it would feel. I thought you just got off of the plane, desert sand still in your shoes, when the sand was probably Virginia Beach, and you were from Newport News. I thought you were an Arab. I saw the desert in your eyes. I thought of asking for a job in Abu Dhabi till you sprang the big surprise. You handed me the money, that's what a real Arab does. So I thought you were an Arab, and all the time you were the fuzz. I thought you were an Arab, a desert caliph or a sheikh. I thought I'd be your friend in Congress, you'd be grateful, what a terrible mistake. You handed me the money, and that was all I saw. So I thought you were an Arab, and all the time you were the law. Abdul was kind of obvious, now that I've time to think it through. The way you spoke American without an accent sure reflected well on you. When you handed me the briefcase filled with cash, I accepted with a wink. You can catch it on the evening news, you rat. Now I'm headed for the clink. I thought you were an Arab when you were really apple pie. You had a little shopping list of congressmen, and prominent upon the list was I. I smiled for the camera, I couldn't see it from my seat. So I thought you were an Arab, and all the time you were the heat. You were Lawrence of the FBI, you really played it to the hilt. There'll be no mercy back in Jersey when you tell them how the fatal milk was spilt. I thought you were kings of the fabled East, all you really were was bums. I got caught with my hand in the cookie jar, and my hands were filled with crumbs. I thought you were an Arab, I saw the desert in your eyes. I thought of asking for a job on Abu Dhabi till you sprang the big surprise. You handed me the money, that's what a real Arab does. So I thought you were an Arab, and all the time you were the fuzz. I thought you were an Arab, and all the time you were the fuzz. Thank you. You read the stories in the paper about El Salvador, and you would think perhaps I wrote this song yesterday afternoon or this morning, but it's really a year old because nothing seems to change down there. Same people in power, the same people attacking them, and the same people caught in the middle. The army comes through. They curse us and prod us with guns. Sometimes they take us away, and that's the end of that. They go where they like in our houses. Their eyes miss nothing of value. And may the Virgin go with you if you've a gun or a knife. But who speaks for me? I who have no voice. Who decides for me? For it seems I have no choice. Do I live, do I die? Will my family survive? Will this side, will that side allow us our lives? One question I'd ask if I dared, of the ones whom we never see. Guns and dollars are voices for you. But who speaks for me? We are never asked. We are simply shown to the fields. We give of our youth and our blood to the cotton and coffee. While the gods in the long white houses raise the dust in their long black cars, they regard us with faces of stone and they grind us like corn. But who speaks for me? I who have no voice. Who decides for me? For it seems I have no choice. Do I live, do I die? Will my family survive? Will this side, will that side allow us our lives? One question I'd ask if I dared, of the ones whom we never see. Guns and dollars are voices for you, but who speaks for me? We are born like calves. We are held to be valuable things. The gods in the long white houses send to hear us sing. In the heavy air of the evening, while the blossoms float on the pools, we pluck our guitars for survival, and we smile like fools. But who speaks for me? I who have no voice. Who decides for me? For it seems I have no choice. Do I live, do I die? Will my family survive? Will this side, will that side allow us our lives? One question I'd ask if I did, of the ones whom we never see. Guns and dollars are voices for you, but who speaks for me? One question I'd ask if I did, of the ones whom we never see. Guns and dollars are voices for you, but who speaks for me? Thank you. Speaking of warfare, isn't it kind of amazing the way the weapons that used to be in the comic strips and Buck Rogers and everything now show up in the news portions of the allegedly nonfiction portions of the newspaper? And we actually have stuff now like killer satellites and war stations in space and lasers from space and ray guns, no pun intended. It's all actual stuff that we have now. And so didn't we really need another weapon like the neutron bomb, my second favorite weapon, the only weapon with good news and bad news? Good news being, of course, that Page Hall would survive unscathed a neutron bomb attack, no problem. The difficulty would come finding anyone who was left to come here for a concert. As I say, it's my second favorite weapon. My favorite weapon is one that I have invented myself. Some friends and I have worked for years in deepest secrecy. The work went on around the clock in our laboratory. We built the perfect weapon, we're unveiling it today. It turns the tanks to butter, but the people walk away. Oh, the bomb, the bomb. We finally built the perfect bomb. It's impossible to stop. I can hardly wait to drop the bomb, the bomb. We finally built the perfect bomb. I'll tell you what I'm counting on. The bomb, the bomb. Try that with me now. Oh, the bomb, the bomb. We finally built the perfect bomb. It's impossible to stop. I can hardly wait to drop the bomb, the bomb. We finally built the perfect bomb. I'll tell you what I'm counting on. The bomb, the bomb. By the time we've done all 17 verses and choruses, I suppose you'll have it down pat, not to worry. I'm only kidding. Please don't jump up and run for the exits, right? The blast extends for miles and it doesn't harm a soul. But every missile warhead turns into a lump of coal. The guns all turn to licorice, the knives all break in two. The grenades are filled with flowers colored red and white and blue. Oh, the bomb, the bomb. We finally built the perfect bomb. It's impossible to stop. I can hardly wait to drop the bomb, the bomb. We finally built the perfect bomb. I'll tell you what I'm counting on. The bomb, the bomb. Oh, the wonders of this perfect bomb are very strange to tell. It doesn't only change the guns, it changes hearts as well. An instant of exposure to its penetrating ray will turn a Yasser Arafat into a Danny Kaye. Oh, the bomb, the bomb. We finally built the perfect bomb. It's impossible to stop. I can hardly wait to drop the bomb, the bomb. We finally built the perfect bomb. I'll tell you what I'm counting on. The bomb, the bomb. But perhaps its greatest secret and its happiest surprise is the way our perfect weapon searches out the meanest lies. It captures them completely, and before the bomb is through, every word a politician says is absolutely true. Oh, the bomb, the bomb. We finally built the perfect bomb. It's impossible to stop. I can hardly wait to drop the bomb, the bomb. We finally built the perfect bomb. I'll tell you what I'm counting on. The bomb, the bomb. I'll tell you what I'm counting on. The bomb, the bomb.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Poor old Jimmy Carter. Do you ever find yourself waking up in the middle of the night and heaving a sigh and saying, poor old Jimmy Carter? I do. Poor guy. Charlie Brown of American politics. It just never really happened, did it? He just never really kind of crystallized. And I was, you know, I voted for the guy. I was for him all the way. But let's be honest, this was not a sparkling presidency. And you could kind of tell it wasn't really going to come right when he had his confrontation with the swimming rabbit. I mean, that blew the whole gig for me. I thought, for months after that, I couldn't hear Hail to the Chief without snickering, you know. And you don't like to feel that way. I mean, there he was, the leader of the free world out there in the middle of a pond on someplace in Georgia, sitting in a rowboat, just trying to catch a couple rays, and looked up from his reverie, and here came this furry head cutting the water with the clear intention of boarding ship. And it was a rabbit, for God's sake. They're not even supposed to swim. Here it came. Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum. And there was panic on the presidential yacht, and the paddles were waved in shouts and gesticulations, and finally the rabbit, which was none too bright to begin with, got the point, turned around and swam back to the bank where it was wrestled to the ground by Secret Service agents and taken away to Bunny Prison or someplace, I don't know.